Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Lee Yi has worked for Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and Lehman Brothers, and was also the managing director of Kaplan Educational Center in Hong Kong. He's presently the president of the Layman's Foundation Incorporated, LFI, a national association of Christian laymen who want to use their vocations as platforms to represent Christ in the marketplace. We take a moment at the beginning of our show to let you know the reason we have guests like Li Yi, who is unique unto himself, and the way that God is using him is to connect you to Jesus Christ, for you to know the love of Christ, or wherever you are in your life, whatever stage or season it might be, that he knows you and he loves you. And that he came with his love, he died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood on the cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Li Yi, who has touched my heart, is here to touch your heart as well. And it's our hope and our prayer that you would open your heart to Jesus and receive him as your Savior and Lord. Li Yi has been married for over 44 years to his wife, Miltini, and they have been living in Boston for the last 12 plus years. After doing lay ministry in Hong Kong for 17 years, Li has a bachelor's degree from UC Berkeley, an MBA from Stanford, and THM from Dallas Theological Seminary. And he was raised in Iowa and Hawaii. He'll talk about that. Li, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny.
I mentioned it in the tail end of that, Iowa, Hawaii, but take us deeper. Where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in Iowa. Midwest, a town called Mount Joy, a suburb of Davenport, Iowa. So born in New York City, 10 or 12 years in Iowa with a brief one-year stint in Taiwan, and then got to Hawaii in 1959 and went to high school in Hawaii.
Now, You just took us across the country in your few statements, from New York to Iowa. Well, then you went to Taiwan before coming to Hawaii. Well, what were the circumstances? Being born there, how did it all unfold?
Well, my parents broke up before it was very common. My dad, who was originally from Shanghai, got restless, and he took off, left our family in New York when I was only three. My sister was one. So I kind of blame it on my sister, in a kidding way. And my mother was deserted, she had to limp back to the only user-friendly place in the United States that she knew, because they were both foreign students from China, and they met at the University of Iowa in Iowa City. So when she was left alone, she went back to Iowa. That's why I grew up in Iowa until she remarried my stepfather, and he took us to Hawaii because he was in the Navy, he was at Pearl Harbor, and he went back to where he had a lot of buddies in Honolulu after retiring from the Navy. So that's how I grew up in Hawaii.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, a man who was in love with my mother in Iowa, and he was always around helping us. Built us a house. So he would try to build into me. People at the school I went to, Trinity Lutheran School in Davenport, Missouri Synod Lutherans, 2 grades per class, some teachers there. Walter Paul was one, and Dwayne Fenster another. And then, of course, a man named Walter Hendrickson, really, I would say, would be number one, but it was after I grew up, after I was in the Army, after I graduated from seminary,
mm-hmm.
I would say he influenced me the most to get a eternal perspective on life.
Mm-hmm. Well, people of influence have... you know, certainly marked you. You have traveled from place to place. What was it like for you when you came to Hawaii?
Oh, my. I really didn't fit in. I mean, I was Oriental, but I'm walking around in shorts, black shoes, and black socks. And people are laughing at me. And so I, of course, didn't have family. I just had I had my mom and a stepdad who spent a lot of time down near Pearl Harbor drinking beer with his buddies. And I went to 3 high school. I started at Radford, which is a military school. Then went to Kailua on the other side of the island, other side of Honolulu. And then I took a year and in Taiwan to go to 2 schools. And then I finished at Punahou, where I came in on a scholarship. So I went to high school. I crammed 4 years into 5 to 5 different schools during high school.
How did you become a Christian?
I'm not sure exactly when I became a Christian. I know when I was sent overseas to Taiwan because my parents were not getting along. I was 15. I went to a retreat, and I heard a Baptist minister tell me about the necessity to be right with God. He kind of scared me, and he really hit me hard. I was 15, and I really knew in my heart there had to be something besides just this world, and I was afraid of hell, so I think I became a Christian, but it was a very weak decision back in 1961, but I really made a more of a full-time commitment when I was in my 3rd year in the United States Army. I was overseas, transferred to Europe. I was in Germany, and I was on a missile site, Hawk missile site, and my wife and I were having severe marital problems, and she was she'd had enough. She wanted to go home, and I was not finished with my my duty assignment. And at that time, a couple, there was mixed marriage. It was a white guy from Kentucky and a Japanese American girl from Hanford, California, really befriended us, had us over for dinner. We traveled around Germany and Europe, and they just naturally shared about their relationship with Jesus in a non-religious way. I remember one night at dinner, my wife just suddenly said, "What makes you guys so different from other people?" And they just nonchalantly or matter-of-factly said, we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and he's made a difference. And I about fell off my chair. I wanted to get out of there, but my wife said, you know, well, what's that mean? Tell me more about it. And after she became a Christian, I just felt the love of God, saw the change in my wife, and eventually, I think it was maybe a month later, I gave my life to Christ also in a coffee shop in on the economy in Germany, where a lot of soldiers would gather off duty. That's where I became a Christian.
A beginning of your spiritual life, really another marker of a milestone change, which will unfold in family, which will unfold in touching people, even in the business community, the marketplace, not only in the United States, but all over the world, Hong Kong and other places that that you traveled, Lee. I'm here with Lee Yi. Lee is coming in by phone from Cambridge, Massachusetts. He is the president of Layman's Foundation Incorporated, an incredible ministry that is impacting scholars from Harvard and MIT, people who are influencers in their right, in their countries, specifically a heart for China. Lee will be back to share more heart to heart with you when we come back. You don't want to miss this. Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
All right, imagine having a successful financial career. I mean, you're doing business as part of Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley. You're basically a financial wizard, and you've got the background to show for it, meaning, you know, Stanford MBA, you got your degree from UC Berkeley, your undergraduate degree, Lehman Brothers, you're a hot shot, really. And a lot is on you because of your vision, your abilities, really your financial genius. Why would somebody leave that to go into ministry? Doesn't it sound a little bit irrational? Well, it's a story of Lee Yi. Lee is the president of the Layman's Foundation Incorporated, LFI. It's a national association of Christian laymen who want to use their vocations as platforms to represent Christ in the marketplace. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Lee Yi is with us by phone from Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm glad you're with us today. In fact, you can find out more about Layman's Foundation at laymansfoundation.org. Before our break, Lee was talking with us about how he came to know Jesus Christ and what a difference Christ has made. Lee, you talked about having severe marital problems, and that was the entree for you, as it were, to find out more about Jesus. And then you accepted Christ. What difference did Christ make in your marriage?
Well, as I think about it, and to be honest, I think it helped me to get my act together. I was, to put it in vernacular terms, quite a flaky person. I was an officer, but I really did not want to be in the Army. I was using marijuana, was stoned all the time. I was listless. I was not able to love my wife or even be a husband to her. I was such a loser, and so I think having a third person in the marriage, having a relationship with Christ, kind of sobered me. I had hope for the first time. I had help. I actually thought that there was a real personage in God, and I was, you know, learning how to talk to Him and to actually tell Him I wanted to do better. And I don't know, it's like we had a new beginning. My wife was in a similar way, more forgiving and more willing to trust God. So instead of spiraling down and getting deeper in the hole and with more and more arguments, it spiraled up. In other words, she was forgiving me. I was trying to do better. I threw a big brick of Lebanese hash in the toilet. And I think that move, which was very sacrificial, that brick of hash was the most amazing bit of odd that I ever scored. It was in a Three Dog Night concert in Frankfurt. I hardly ever used it. It was great. I threw that all away, and it literally freed me. It really, to be able to do that, I felt like I had power, and I did not want to live such a loser's life. So,
now this was all happening in Germany, right?
Yeah, after I committed to Christ.
Okay.
After I asked God, asked Jesus to come into my life. I didn't even know what that meant, but that's what I did.
Now, to bring in some context here, was this before you went to Stanford to get your MBA?
Correct.
Okay.
I think I got into Stanford because of my experiences after becoming a Christian.
How so?
Well, a miracle happened in the sense that we were pulling 24-hour duty, watching the skies with our radars in case we got attacked by foreign aircraft. But a job came down from sort of brigade, actually higher than brigade, more like a divisional job, to become a race relations officer. And it was a chance for me to
to get a new job in the Army. I came home, told my wife I'm going to apply for this. She laughed and she said, you don't know anything about race relations. And I said, I am not black and I'm not white. I'm Asian and I'm right in the middle and I can bring peace to all the problems we're having. This is 1971, 72. And I actually got the job and I got an Army Commendation Medal from a group brigade commander, Fulbert Colonel. And I parlayed that into an essay. And I think I got into Stanford Business School with the lowest GMAT score in the history of the school, the lowest GPA. It was a time for affirmative actions, but in my heart, I knew it was God who did that for me.
Wow. You knew you acknowledged the Lord in opening that door for you.
Wasn't me.
And through the years, you've been able to use the experiences at Stanford. What was it like at Stanford when that season came about, when you went through it, and how did it prepare you for Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, Lehman Brothers?
Well, fortunately, I met three Christians, and one of them, a guy named Chris Candless. His family used to own a Candless restaurant in Hawaii, since closed, but they had a number of restaurants, San Francisco, Seattle, Honolulu, and he took me under his wing and kind of taught me some basics in the Christian faith. I had been a Christian less than a year, and that really made a difference. And I got under some good teaching, started to respect the Bible, in a place called Peninsula Bible Church, under a teaching of Ray Stedman. And I don't think I was smart enough to figure out how to get a job at Goldman Sachs, but that's too long of a story. But I was able to understand the terminologies, and I got prepared to learn how to learn. I got prepared to understand the issues, and I was able to fit in and do well during my more than 5 years at Goldman Sachs.
Now, when you were at Goldman Sachs, what did it feel like? What was your experience like in that process?
Well, to be truthful, I became very proud. It's such a heady experience. I think the joke goes, when you're in a firm like that, you start believing that your poop doesn't stink. Hmm. Pardon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it became really my whole life. The culture is so strong, and we were, I was very proud. And when you make a lot of money, you start really believing your press reviews, and you forget really that this situation is a temporary situation, not going to last, and you forget about what's really important in your life, like your marriage and your kids. And so I would have to say I lost my way, but God never lost me. God never let me go. But it was truly a very worldly experience, and I had to quit because the Bible says you cannot serve God and mammon. Of course, I thought I could do both. I was going to write a book, How You Could Serve Both God and Money. But when the tension got so great that I thought I had to quit. And, of course, this coincided. Our firstborn son was autistic and severely mentally handicapped. And I asked God, and prayed to God to heal my son. And I thought he answered. And I said to him, if you do that, I will serve you for the rest of my life. And so I just believed he answered my prayer and just quit my pursuit of money and went to prepare for the for full-time ministry in a seminary. We joke, and sometimes we call it Dallas Theological Seminary. But it was four years of academic, which is not. You can also be a graveyard because it's not much spiritual power in a place of academic learning.
Mm. You mentioned a lot there, Lee. You talked about your son being born. You talked about a convergence point in your life. As a believer, it sounded like you were being swept away by, largely by just your own self-interest at that point. It's hard to differentiate the two. Spiritual life, how does it make sense when it comes to finances and then pride itself that has a way of taking our perspective. Someone today, Lee, is listening and hearing you talk about this convergence point when you began to make a decision that you needed to change to go leave the business world, leave the marketplace to go to seminary. When we come back from our break, let's go further into that. What was that transition like? It sounds to me, Lee Yee, you live a very dynamic life. I mean, there are things, even as you speak, things never remain static with you. One thing leads to the next, to the next, to the next. And here's something that both inspires me and it puts me on the edge of my seat, and it's also unnerving. You're not afraid to take risks. And sometimes with that fearlessness coming very deep lessons, and yet at the same time, some pain. Lee Yee is with us. He'll share more about his life, an exciting life, when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He gets into Stanford to get his MBA and an open door at Goldman Sachs. He is the first to represent Goldman Sachs in Hong Kong. And he experiences success after success after success. I'm talking about Li Yi. And yet it would lead to a turning point in his life, a point of intersection, a crossroads, really, where he had to make some changes. And there were certain circumstances that came about that led to that. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm grateful that you're with us today. Li is with us by phone from Cambridge, Massachusetts. If you'd like to find out more about Layman's Foundation, you can find out more at laymansfoundation.org. Li, what was it like? How did it feel to be the man for Goldman Sachs in Hong Kong?
Well, of course, it's everything I dreamed of. Growing up poor, single mom home, moving from place to place, changing schools. It's great. And, you know, Goldman Sachs is very good at recognizing you and urging you on and featuring you. And I got to give a speech at our sales conference in New York City in 1979, and it really goes to your head, and it really sucks you in. So I think God took me out. For some reason, it's crazy. People thought I was crazy. I thought that I needed to make a deal with God, and if I turned down all the money I could have made, that he would heal my son. It's a long story, but I think the birth of my son, David, who was autistic and severely mentally handicapped, I think that had something to do with sobering me up and realizing there was much more to life than just making a pile of money.
What did that sobriety mean to you?
Well, it was a grounding. It was learning how to think straight. These things don't last. There's a revolving door in these big business, big companies. There has to be a feeling of movement, of ability to get promoted, and so you get to a certain place in these firms, and it's tenuous. You actually find yourself on the edge of a cliff and getting pushed off so somebody else can think that he's a big person. So in hindsight, I am glad that I was able to not be so narrow and to explore other dimensions of life. And I just owe that to God. I think to be grounded and realistic, it really comes from the Holy Spirit, because we are too narrow and get into these ruts and start, and it gets too late. Our egos are so big that we can't reverse. And it's frightening to realize, and for me, it's times when I get really angry. I know that there's another force that controls me. And that's what I really thank God for, to have the liberation, the liberating power of the Holy Spirit, to not get locked into my own sin and greed and pride.
The Lord has taught you, or has the Lord taught you lessons through your oldest son, having autism?
Yes. What makes a person valuable in God's sight is not necessarily what the world says. So he's not really spectacularly good looking. He does not have the intelligence to produce anything. But his worth is seen in how God uses him. He has influenced more people for the reality of God than my other two children combined. People in Hong Kong, very high-level people, have come to us and asked us about our faith in watching him, watching our family interact, watching the other brothers and sisters interact with him. And so I think David is really valuable, because God has chosen a weak thing, a person not very smart, to shame the strong things, to shame really wise things, and brought a lot of glory to himself. So that's the mystery. And, you know, do we sell out to the world? What gives worth? What determines our values? And what do we want to give our lives to? That's the change. That's the real power of a life sold out to Jesus Christ.
You explain things with such a fluidity and depth, Lee, and of course with a biblical foundation that undergirds what you're saying and understanding. How was your experience at Dallas Theological Seminary, and how did you mentioned a man early on by the name of Walt Hendrickson. How did you come into contact with Walt, who, you know, as you said, has influenced your life substantially?
At Dallas Seminary, I really gravitated toward one professor. His name was Howard Hendricks, affectionately called Howie. He had a class called Discipleship, and I really wanted to get into that class, but I had to wait till I was in my fourth year, and it was invitation only. And we learned discipleship by being discipled. And in that class, that professor said the greatest discipler of men in the United States today was this man, Mr. Hendrickson. And I wrote that name down, and I met him when he came to seminary, and he changed my life. So what I really came to know was, by the way, the preparation that I got from Dallas Seminary was second to none. I don't see how we can become Christians or even function without at least knowing God's revelation. The miracle of the Bible with, you know, having a God speak, having him able to reach people on earth, having that guy on earth write the thing down accurately, having it translated into my language from the Greek and the Hebrew, and then when I read it to understand it, that takes about five miracles, I think, even to get revelation from God. But that revelation that knowledge is powerful. It is dynamic. It is living. It is personal. And it really is necessary to really understand God's ways and who he is. All of our problems in this life can be traced to our understanding or belief in who God is. And so I got that from Dallas Seminary. We spent 4 years studying one book. And we studied it in the original languages, and we learned how to communicate it. But it was not enough. And it is not just academics, but it is really application. I think Bible study is useless unless you know how to apply. And application has to be able to overcome our will. So the mystery is God gives us a free will. We can take it or leave it. He doesn't force anybody. But to be able to overcome the will, our will, which is wants to promote ourselves, wants to live for our own agenda, that's the power of the Bible. And as you are able to do that, that's when you really gain liberation. I mean, people think being a Christian is being a slave to some religion. It's actually freedom to really be what God wanted you to be. And comes through work. You have to read the Bible, but at the same time, you have to apply that Bible to make it work. And that's what I couldn't do at Goldman Sachs. I could not make Christianity work at work. And it didn't make a difference. And I just bought the system. And so it was through meeting laymen that were associated with this group. There's no name. This is sort of a network of guys who wanted to go and get more than they were getting from church. And they had to, we banded together. We were in the Bible on our own. Learn how to feed ourselves out of the Bible. And that's, for lack of a better term, sort of a layman's movement, which I bumped into, and that became liberation. I learned to gain depth in my spiritual life on my own, to feed myself out of the Bible, and to learn to give it away in a practical way without sounding too religious, to make it real to the ordinary believer, and to realize that none of this works without employing the power of the Holy Spirit, without this power from God's helper, his Spirit, we can do nothing. And to really know what that means when you're outside of a religious, institutional, type of Christianity.
You're listening to the president of the Layman's Foundation Incorporated. His name is Lee Yee, and as Lee speaks, he is really disclosing or sharing the underlying essence of what his perspective is because of his, treading along on the journey of life, and how life with Christ interfaces with the challenges that go on, and also how it emanates through our lives to touch others. And sometimes it comes through difficulties. It comes through unexpected moments. It comes through struggles even with family. And sometimes even more deeply, struggles within ourselves. When we come back, the vision for Layman's Foundation Incorporated. The tenets. We'll go over a little about the tenets of Layman's Foundation. And, I've seen Lee Yee, I've seen Miltini Yee, I've seen Jansen Wong. I've seen them in action, ministering to doctoral students, scholars at Harvard and MIT from China. We'll talk more about that when we come back. It's challenging, exciting. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, it certainly is a marvel to me when I see people in action. People who are doing the work of sharing the love of Christ and the message of Christ with others, and especially when you see them doing it on a daily basis. It's part of their lifestyle. It's part of the program of their life ministry. And you start seeing lives changed through one-on-one interaction. People of In this case, as I think about Lee and Miltini Yee and Jansen Wong and the Ministry Layman's Foundation, I think, wow, how do you reach people of high intellect, scholars, people who are really touched and kissed by God with a gift of intellect? How do you reach them? Some might say, well, the gospel, you know, when you think about it, it's hard to reach intellectual people because, you know, it's overly simplistic, or maybe it doesn't make sense in the way people will analyze. But I see Lee and Miltini Yee and Jansen Wong, I see them doing just that, and I see the power of the gospel. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Lee Yee by phone. Lee is with us from Cambridge, Massachusetts, speaking about the ministry that God has given to him. Lee, how did you get the vision for Layman's Foundation?
Well, I got it from seeing it in action. After graduating from seminary, I had three offers to pastor a church. My most beloved church that I almost went to was Kalihi Union Church, 2214 North King Street. What a great group of people. But I somehow decided to be a layman, to try to... And I went back to Hong Kong to work with the church to prepare for the 1997 handover into communist China. So those guys in Hong Kong really influenced me
as to how to function in the marketplace and not get into trouble with the government, who was going after Jesus by going after the church. And even if you close down the churches, it is not going to necessarily close down the influence of God. So we were preparing for a churchless community in Hong Kong. And so that's where I learned it. And I have come up with a couple of, with a few what I call layman's principles or irreducible minimums that we really need to learn and model, if I may share those.
Mm-hmm.
May I just run over these things real
sure,
quick?
Sure.
Well, I think the first thing is that what is the purpose of life? And we believe that the purpose of life is to prepare for eternity. So the first job of religion is not to save you, although it does do that, but it's to give you a purpose. And I got this from Rick Warren. In Rick Warren's book, Purpose Driven Life, it's right there in the beginning. The purpose of life is to prepare for eternity, and purpose comes if we believe there's eternal accountability. If there's no eternal accountability, there's no need to do anything. But with that accountability, then the purpose is to get ready for that. Second thing, I have really come to be influenced by this layman's movement, is that I don't think that we can be certain there is a God. Now, a lot of people get mad at me, but it helps me when I go down to MIT and I talk to PhDs who are very smart, very, very empirical, very scientific, and I do not say I'm certain there is a God, then they'll listen to me.
Hmm.
If I go in there saying, you know, for sure, for certain, well, if you cannot prove that God exists empirically, and if you cannot empirically prove that the Bible is the Word of God, and how can you be certain that you're going to heaven? God wants us to walk by faith, and walking by faith, being certain, are opposite. So that has liberated me, and that has been healthy for me. I think anybody who's certain, I think they would change the way they live. Number three or whatever, I think that there's an important reason to be obedient to God's laws. And I'm thinking only, not from a religious point of view, because from a religious point of view, we are not saved by doing works. We're not saved by following the law. We are saved only because Jesus has bought us with his blood. But at the same time, we can't throw out works. We can't throw out the baby with the bathwater, so to speak. So obedience demonstrates that really the Holy Spirit is in us. So I think the best sign that the Holy Spirit lives within us is a heart for obedience. I'm not saying we can be perfect, but it's an evidence that we've become elect. Now, I'm not sure that God will relate to anyone who's willful. So I'm working on my will. I don't think God relates to anyone who does not want to be his slave. John MacArthur has changed his mind about this. He's written a book called Slave, because that's really who we are in identity. Mm-hmm. I think it's better to be a slave of God than the richest oil sheik in Saudi Arabia.
Lee, you and Miltini, Jansen, you've been ministering to, scholars at Harvard and MIT. What has been most rewarding?
To see very smart people really want more and come after. I mean, the Bible is just, there's no end to it. You can't completely learn it. And to actually, in the short time they are here, to get turned on to how fathomless the Bible is and how little we really understand human life. I mean, these guys can be really smart in atomic physics, operations research, but they don't know the first thing about how to raise a kid. Or they don't know the first thing about how to love your wife. And there's just been too much stress, I think, on material things, on earning, making money, on academic study, and really not enough stuff on how to navigate life. So the suicide rate is still very high in China, even though materially people are living better than ever. Same with the United States. We have never been more well off materially in any other time in history than right now. Yet, if you take a poll, we have never been more unhappy, disgruntled, complaining, feeling like we're victims than any other time. Go figure. There's something missing here in terms of life. And instead of teaching them a religion, and by the way, when they go back to China, they really can't join a church. If you're a member of the Communist Party, you're not allowed to join it.
You know, Lee, there's nothing quite like talking with somebody who is fully engaged, who's in the trenches of the work that the Lord has called him to do, and that's why I'm feeling the grace of God and the privilege to have this conversation with you, to dialogue with you, to share, because you are engaged, and that inspires me. I can only imagine how it would inspire our listeners to know that you have taken your calling and taken it seriously, and there you are among the leaders of the world, and God using you to reach them with the love and message of Christ. Li Yi, the Lord bless you. May the Lord continue to bless you and Miltini and Jansen and your entire family, and the Ministry of Layman's Foundation. Thank you, dear brother, for taking this time to be with us to share as you have.
And may God bless your ministry, Danny Yamashiro, and the good work that you're doing to every people all around the world.
Dear one, I hope, as you've heard Li Yi today, that you were inspired by his story. Again, you can find out more at laymansfoundation.org. And you know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a simple presentation put together for you there. And you know, if you'd like to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to my friend Li Yi. Find out more at laymansfoundation.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.